all around that stump. The devil chased me around that stump. I thought he'd catch me at every jump. All my sins have overtaken me. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the morning train. All my sins have overtaken me. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the morning train. All my sins have overtaken me.
Thank you. This next song we're gonna do is also an Appalachian type song. It's a Carter family song. We like Carter family songs.
Well, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom, on to say that you'll love me again. Darling, how can I stay here without you? There'd be nothing to ease my poor heart. This whole world would seem sad, love, without you. Tell me now that we never will part. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. And I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom, only say that you'll love me again. Gifts you have given, a gold ring and a lock of your hair, and a card with your picture upon it. It's a face that is false, but it's fair. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom, only say that you love me again. Oh, the white rose that blooms in the garden, it grows with love from my heart. It broke through on the day I first met you. It will die on the day that we part. Oh, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain, love. I'll pawn you my gold wedding ring. I'll pawn you this heart in my bosom, only say that you love me again. Only say that you love me again.
Thank you. This next song is probably my favorite song to do because it's kind of a neat story behind it. I went to high school with a girl named Helen Scheel, whose uncle Art Scheel used to play in the Folksters, and Art could get pretty bawdy at times. He played at our senior prom, and he made it through about 5 minutes of a set before they got him off the stage, but we enjoyed his 5 minutes. But he played in a group called the Folksters that played in St. Augustine early in the 60s in the folk music. Boom. And we were at a garage sale one day, and I found this Folksters album. It has three Corvettes on the cover and all the guys standing in there. Paul Champion, who recently passed away, played beautiful banjo on this album. I'd also heard this song when I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina, on the Arthur Smith show. But anyway, we like just about every song on this album. It's called The Brown Mountain Lights.
High on the mountain, down in the valleys below, shines like the crown of an angel, and fades as mist comes and goes. Way over yonder, night after night until dawn, a faithful old slave comes back from the grave to search and searching, searching for his master long, long gone. We out on Old Endel Mountain, where the bear and the catamount play, a strange ghostly light can be seen every night, no scientist or hunter can explain. In the days of the old covered wagon, campfires last for the night, with stars growing dim on the old Havoc rim, they wait for that brown mountain light. High on the mountain, down in the valleys below, it shines like the crown of an angel, and fades as mist comes and goes. Back from the grave, searching, searching, searching for his master's long, long gone. Long ago, an old southern planter went hunting in this wild land alone, and some here they say the hunter lost his way, never returned to his home. A trusting old slave brought his lantern, search but in vain both day and night. Now the old slave is gone, but his spirit wanders on, and the old lantern still has his light. High on the mountain, down in the valleys below, it shines like the crown of an angel, and fades as the mist comes and goes. Way over yonder, a faithful old slave comes back from the grave, searching, searching, searching for his master long, long gone. Searching, searching, searching for his master long, long gone.
Thank you. I don't believe so. Jim and Gretchen Crawford of Jacksonville, picking and singing for you here on a Sunday afternoon on the main stage. Well, I just got here. I'm supposed to be helping Cousin Thelma as your MC. I'm Bill Dudley, and I was over participating in a finger-picking workshop, but you all missed it. That's okay. Anyway, we had a real nice time, and I want to tell you there's a lot of nice things still to come here on the stage all through the rest of this afternoon and this evening. We've got a lot of great things this evening, finishing up this evening with, if you like bluegrass, Red Henry and Murphy Henry and their premium bluegrass band, formerly of Florida, but now they live up in Virginia, and they're coming down here to put on a special show for you. They'll be finishing up things on the main stage this evening. Also, Whitey Markle will be on. We've got Doug Goss from Tallahassee with some guitar tunes. And Florida's troubadour, Will McLean, will be singing tonight. So if you want to see Will, I shouldn't forget Don Grooms and friends. Don Grooms will be performing tonight on the main stage, too. We got a lot of Don Grooms fans out there. There's one or two. By the way, if you haven't visited our table over here, we've got programs for sale, and a lot of the groups and people that you see appearing here on the stage and in some of the smaller stages have made tapes, and they'll be real grateful if you go on over there and maybe buy one or two of their tapes. There are a bunch of new ones out. I know there's a new one by the Baroque Ensemble, and that Irish group from Tampa has a new tape out there too, whatever their name is. And just a lot of good stuff over there on the table, so take a stroll over there when you get a chance. Well, next I'd like to bring up a guy who's been coming here for quite a few years, and he's accompanied by a lovely lady this year. So without saying any more, which I might have to make up, let me bring them on right now. Let me bring them on right now. From Melrose and Gainesville, Lance Lazenby and Barbie Bordeaux.
Good afternoon. I'm going to do two of the songs that I wrote first, and Barbie's going to visit with Cousin Thelma, and then she's going to come up and do three of the last songs that we do. I happened to run into somebody not long ago that was connected with this place, you know, and I said, well, how did y'all ever get hold of me to play up here? And they said, well, actually, there was one slot available, and somebody else up here wanted a performer, and we had a choice between you and a one-armed, tone-deaf ukulele player, and we flipped a coin to see who got whom. And I said, oh, I see, and you won. And they said, no, we lost. Having said that, let me do you a song I wrote about Melrose. This is how Melrose got its name. There used to be a racetrack called Shake Rag that ran around the south end of Santa Fe Lake at the Alachua County-Putnam County line. And there was also a little community called Banana on that site, but Shake Rag was the one that became known as the precursor to Melrose. And this is not just a local song about Melrose. This has to do with a lot of settlements with colorful names in the early days of Florida who got chambered of commerce out of existence. Hogtown used to be a little settlement on the west fringe of what is now Gainesville, and there was one called Blackjack Ridge in the 1820s and 30s on the site, the Courthouse Square site of Gainesville. Jacksonville's original site had a place called Calford. So those are two names that I use in this song to represent a lot of defunct Florida settlements. This is called Tale of Bonnie Melrose. Way back in the 1860s, so those who know declare, when Gainesville was a-growing and St. Pete wasn't there. On the line twixt Alachua and Putnam was a settlement small and fair, called Shake Rag from the races that the people bet on there. The starter shook the rag he held to let the riders know to take their mark and be prepared, let their horses go. When he dropped his rag from the finish line to open up the show, those with a better way to name a place can kindly let me know. So drink a toast to Shake Rag and the folks who birthed her name, from honesty in years gone by who gave no thought to fame, whose speech was blunt and work was hard and recreation plain, whose goal was private enterprise for all who wished to claim the right to live as they saw fit and work for honest gain. And gave a town straightforward names and had no cause for shame. As time went by, more people came, and they could hardly wait to plat a town and find a name to make their town first rate. Miss Bonnie from Kentucky, so so several tales relayed, said Melrose was the fittest name to make poor Shaycrack great. So Shaycrack died in Hogtown, and Cowford shared her fate, and countless other settlements across our native state, whose names told tales of pioneers and not some hustler's bay. Some songs can make them live again, it may not be too late. So here's to Bonnie Melrose and the folks who birthed her name, the preachers and the merchants who gave no thought to fame, whose goals were straight and work was hard and recreation plain, whose goal was private enterprise for all who wished to claim the right to live as they saw fit and work for honest gain, and gave no thought to easy bucks or corporation gain. But hustlers from the Gold Coast run out of deals to make, are coming north to plow new ground and set North Florida straight. With tracts to buy and lots to sell, with gimmicks used as bait, you gotta have a piece of it if you're to be first rate. So give your middle finger to those whose middle names are Hustler and Smoothie, who play the money games. The hot shots with their gimmicks, who always talk the same, who sanitize, homogenize, and never take the blame for traffic jams and muggings that rock the Shaycrack name, and lie in store for Melrose to her undying shame. Thank you. Okay, before my significant other, Barbie, comes up to do the last songs with me, I'd like to do another song I wrote. This one is pure satire, and I would like to explain that I'm not one of these people that reflexively believes in the good old days. Oh, everything was just wonderful back then, and now everything's just going to rack and ruin. A lot of people realize that back then, kids died of diphtheria, and there were a lot of other problems that medical science has solved since. So everything wasn't all fun and games, but what I do wonder sometimes is if we couldn't do a better job of not jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You know, we seem to create new problems for ourselves as fast as we get rid of the old ones. And so now ours, of course, are industrial pollution, overpopulation, frayed tempers and horrendous traffic jams under a broiling sun. You know, you could add to my list all night long. So let me explain a couple of terms before I do the song. Radon, a lot of you will know, is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that is in the ground, and one of the places where you can find a lot of it is in exposed limestone, things like that. So parts of Florida have radon there, naturally. Dioxin is a contaminant of Agent Orange, the infamous substance that was used as a defoliant in Vietnam and got sprayed on our own troops. It also caused the abandonment of a town called Times Beach, Missouri. It is deserted and everybody is gone because a spray they used to settle the dust in the roads was contaminated by dioxin. And also, remember, Love Canal, New York, which had to be abandoned because it was a chemical dump from the fact that a company had left all kind of stuff there. And they only found it because they noticed an unusually high incidence of birth defects among the people who were living there. So this song is a satire. Enjoy it. You know, I'm not trying to be real gloomy and all, and it's exaggerated because it's meant to make a point, and songs are naturally simplistic. Having said that, I named this song after America the Beautiful, and I called it Florida the Beautiful. Florida, oh Florida, my heart yearns for thee, as I sit here in bliss in a melaleuca tree, and gaze on the moonscape where once was phosphate, and breathe in the radon that ups the death rate of those who bought lots, whose boundary sits by the pools of dioxin in brown borrow pits that get the survivors of those who have drunk polluted groundwater and other such junk that comes with the progress that society says all folks should work for so diligently. Words fail in describing these beauteous things, the sights and the smells that such progress brings. In making life groovy and granting each wish for me and the wharf rat and the walking catfish. So thanks to you fat cats for the lots that you paved and the woodlands you bulldozed while working to save your perks and your profits and the right that you claim to rape a peninsula with your monkey games. And thanks, folks, for the clutter that spreads o'er the land with junkyards and garbage and piles of beer cans with stink of raw sewage. Things even worse that puddle and fester and ferment and burst. And thanks to you hordes of new people each year that make more of Florida like what I see here. Words fail in describing these beauteous things as I stretch my six legs and I clean off my wings. But good words describe my boundless reproach if I were a human and not a cockroach. Thank you. Okay, now let's do a little bit of stuff on a lighter vein. Let me bring up Barbie and we're going to do some duet things for you.
Okay, is that on?
Okay. First one we're going to do is a thing that was written by Merle Travis so long ago, not really that long ago, but 1946 or so, that a lot of people think it's a folk song. It's certainly good enough to be one. It's called Dark as a Dungeon. It's about coal mining. Oh, come now, young fellers, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul. As a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. There's many a young man I've seen in my day who lived just to labor his young life away, like the fiend with his goat and the drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mind. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. I hope when I die and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. High home and pity the miner that's a digging my bones. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the dangers are double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mines. It's dark as a dungeon way down. Thank you so much. Just one?
Okay. Did you already do it for free?
Huh?
She said one more. I'm
okay. Daddy's hand. Okay, here's one that just came out not long ago. It's a song that a young woman wrote about her father. It's called Daddy's Hands.
I remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer, reaching out to hold me when I had a nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines. Years of work and worry had left their mark behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they held my mama tight and patted my back for something not right. There are things that I've forgotten that I loved about the man, but I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. I remember Daddy's hands working till they bled, sacrificed unselfishly just to keep us all fed. If I could do things over, I would live my life again and never take for granted loving Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. There was always love in Daddy's hands.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you very much. Let's have another hand for Lance Lazenby. And he was helped out there by Barbie Bordeaux. Well, we're going to have some fiddle music for you right now. And this is a young fellow from Stark. It's W.B. McKinney. I'm told that he is an itinerant fiddle player. It's not what he does for a living, but whenever he gets a chance, he goes around, and each Sunday he plays in a different church down in the Stark area and shares his music with people all over this area. He'll be accompanied today by Bill McRae on guitar. So let's bring him out right now, W.B. McKinney from Stark, to fiddle up a couple of tunes for you.
Good afternoon, folks. We're glad to be back with you again to bring the instruments to play some beautiful music for you. And this year I brought along Mr. Bill McRae with me from Stark. He plays a real good guitar. I've asked him to come accompany me this afternoon. We're going to play for you three numbers, and we trust that you enjoy them just as much as we do a performing them for you. We'll play for you first this afternoon, Old Folks at Home. Thank you. play for you, Spanish Eyes.